shoot. Wait, wait. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Go, go. I press the button. I press the button.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
That is some weak ice.
Well, do you know, do you want to tell our friends why it's some weak ice? It's a pretty sad story. Is it a good story or is it just a sad story?
I think
I'm just going to tell it.
It will take up time.
Yes, that is what we're aiming for. That is our signature feature. It does go on.
Yes.
That's what we should call it. So it's the day before Memorial Day. It's Saturday. I have just brought home over $200 worth of food and stowed it all
away.
Wait,
you were spending how much?
And I hadn't even done all the shopping yet. I didn't buy most of the meat. So we put it all away in the refrigerator. And what happens? We run out of gas.
The refrigerator
dies. And we realize it's probably been dead for a couple of hours.
We didn't realize till it was late o'clock.
Oh, yeah. It was nighttime. We were exhausted. We had another crazy go nuts weekend. Just especially.
And that was just Saturday. It was just the beginning of a 3-day crazy go nuts weekend.
Yeah.
And it's late, and in our stupid part of the world, everything closes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. There wasn't even anywhere that we could buy ice. So we'd take everything out of the freezer, all the horrible old hams that I was planning to do something with. I don't know. You have to put a ham
in the
freezer.
We're now free of the hams.
Yeah. So we took all that stuff and we stuffed it into the refrigerator and taped it shut and yelled at all the kids, like, preemptively.
Yes.
Then in the morning, we set the alarm and go.
Oh, gosh.
That was awful.
Yeah.
To Home Depot, where they had a lot of refrigerators.
They had many. They had, I would say, dozens
of
refrigerators.
You could buy the refrigerators.
No.
But
you could not buy them. You could give
them
money for refrigerators.
And they could be yours, but you couldn't actually have them.
The refrigerator we picked out.
Yep.
On the showroom floor.
Yep.
We want this now. Great. We will deliver it in 500 days.
Right,
no, but I have American money. These are not pesos, ma'am.
No. We don't sell her. And I actually ended up agreeing with her. Like, oh, no. I can see why you wouldn't have them in stock. Like, she made it sound really reasonable that, like, they would take my money. Me no have refrigerator. So we went away with our tails between our legs. Because what were we going to do? So we go to... So
we did get the 10%. Wait, no, it was like a 40%
discount.
Yeah,
it was a good... Well, yeah, it was Memorial Day, so there was a discount because that's...
Because that's how we mark Memorial Day,
is
by buying large appliances.
So we had to do something with all the food that was...
Yeah, we still hadn't solved the whole refrigerator is dead problem.
Right. You can't just tell the meat, like, hang in there, buddy.
Just wait till Thursday, guys. Eggs, you okay?
So we got a mini refrigerator at Walmart,
which has been on the list for a while.
It's been on the list for a while because we go through at least 5 gallons of milk a week, and everybody packs their separate lunches every week, and the whole... And plus, we don't have any shelves in our refrigerator anymore.
They all got torn off.
Yeah.
It's
so
like
there's
we
like
had,
insulation hanging out.
It's like we invited the Incredible Hulk over and asked him to get the mustard, and he just ripped the shit out of the refrigerator.
It's so upsetting. So in theory, we kind of needed a new refrigerator anyway. It wasn't really
it was the sad
top
weekend.
Of the list.
It was an incontinent refrigerator.
You'd be sitting there, you know, having a beer, watching TV, and you'd hear this like loud trickling noise suddenly. It's so terrible. And we have established that as homeowners, our least favorite sound is sudden trickling, unexpected trickle. It's so bad. It's
That's also
never good.
My least favorite sound as a father,
and
my least favorite sound as I get older.
Okay, I thought you were going to say as a husband, and I was going to say shut up.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. No. All right, I'm glad we've established
when
that.
When I was younger, I would say stupid things like that.
Yes,
but
now you're old. So anyway.
Decrepit.
So we come back, and we decided that we had this little bitty refrigerator. We decided that we were not going to play a joke on the kids by telling them that this was our new refrigerator, and we were going to have like some kind of minimalist lifestyle where we didn't eat food anymore.
Well, this is
because last time
they're missing. Yeah,
these kids.
A few years ago, we went out to buy a couch,
and they were really excited about the couch.
And we didn't come home with the couch. There was a problem. I forget what the problem was.
Like it didn't fit in the car or something like that. We were gone for a long time and we came back without a couch.
Yes.
So we decided that it would be super, super funny if we told them that if we came back and we pretended we were carrying a couch and like...
We sold it really well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because we've carried a lot
of
couches
some,
into
That was
the
some
house.
A-game miming.
Yeah,
right
I
there.
Know. And we like very groaning and trying to get it around the corners and almost dropping it and everything.
Squeezed it through the front door.
Yeah, almost tore the fabric, but didn't tear the fabric didn't, and no. yeah, brought it inside, let it fall onto the, and we all looked around and like nobody is laughing. And then we told him to go ahead and sit down on it. This is still not laughing. This was really funny.
This was good stuff.
So anyway, and then we explained that it was a joke and they were all really mad at us for some reason. So we didn't do that. We explained to them.
Right now, that's for the therapist to figure out.
I guess so, yeah. Right. I know. I've done my job. I feel like my job here is done. Yeah. So we brought home the small refrigerator, and we were already like in deep, deep agony here because we weren't planning to buy a refrigerator at all.
No, we magically had some money set aside to do like car repairs.
Right, we were
going to
pick car repairs because we just bought a car, which we couldn't really afford anyway, and still sort of recovering from that financial shock. Then we buy a refrigerator, then we buy another refrigerator. So we get home, and you know, we're trying to tell ourselves, no, it was the right thing to do. This was a smart choice. We did our homework.
We had to do
this
it.
It was a good thing that it was on sale.
We didn't
sale.
Make a bad decision.
No,
here.
No,
we're
not terrible people. We shouldn't be punished for this in any way. This is a normal way to behave. And we're like building each other up and everything. And then the kid comes over and says, "Guess what? The refrigerator's working again."
And you know what? Refrigerators are sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. It was going to start working again. Mm-hmm. Long enough for us to cancel the order.
Which we almost did.
And then what would happen? It would die again, which it has.
Right.
Here it is Wednesday. Thank goodness. It might kick in overnight. But yeah. it was going to run long enough for us to cancel the order. And then it was going to die. And then we were going to have the Memorial Day sale. Yeah.
Exactly. So we now have a very fancy refrigerator. It has a refrigerator and a freezer compartment. It has a door.
Yes.
Shelves.
Yeah. We're talking, because you're describing also the mini fridge, which is way nicer than our current refrigerator.
Super nice. You know, college kids these days. When I was in college, did we have a mini fridge, Damien? I don't think they would have fit in the room of those dorms that we had.
No one at that school could have afforded one.
Well.
And if they could have, it wouldn't have occurred to them.
Yeah. Well, we would just drink warm beer. I mean, you didn't really need a mini fridge.
This was not a lot of high-powered executive decisions getting made here.
Well, boy, that took up a lot of time to tell that story. I guess it'll come tomorrow.
Bonus.
I do have a list of other things that I would more or less enjoy talking about.
Well, go for the one you like most.
Okay.
Listen, and if it sucks, yep. I'm getting a puppy.
You can't just keep saying that, Damien. All right, I have something which is going to be useful to everybody and make the world a better place in general. It is the PG Woodhouse quote generator, and it has a weird, all right, www.drones.com/pgw.cgi.
That sounds pretty bad.
I know, that's bad radio right there. And it's not a high-tech.
It's bad a lot of things.
It's not a high-tech website by any means. But on the other hand, it is P.G. Woodhouse. And anytime you read P.G. Woodhouse, you just end up feeling better about the world. You just do. I read a story to the kids about, what was it? Like somebody is visiting his girlfriend's parents for the weekend, and there's some kind of misunderstanding with cats, and there's like a drunk uncle, and just things go from bad to worse. I've never enjoyed something. I cannot remember the last time I enjoyed reading something so much. Everybody was laughing so hard. All right, so the PG Woodhouse quote generator. So you load it up, and the way that you get a new quote is to reload the whole page. But it's fast because there's no pictures. Yes, it's very bad interneting. But this was before the internet, so. Considering that P.G. Woodhouse was before the internet, I think it's actually pretty impressive. All right. So here's
a Jack Russell and Shepherd mix. It's 9 weeks old.
Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, I'm moving along. Here, this is from Carry On Jeeves. It's that sort of house you look at and say to yourself, somebody's aunt lives there. And you got a picture in your head, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm slowly refreshing it. I don't really understand this one. Some of them don't work terribly well out of context. She looked like a vicar's daughter who plays hockey and ticks off the villagers when they want to marry their deceased wives' sisters. I don't understand that one either. I'm gonna refresh it one more time, and I'm going to hope for the best here. All right. This one is longer. This is from Jill the Reckless, which I'm not familiar with. Freddie experienced this... Oh, it's got Freddie in it. Freddie experienced the sort of abysmal soul sadness which afflicts one of Tolstoy's Russian peasants when, after putting in a heavy day's work, strangling his father, beating his wife, and dropping the baby into the city's reservoir, he turns to the cupboards only to find the vodka bottle empty. Okay. All right, I'll stop now before we get a puppy. But that was...
Here's a shepherd cattle dog mix.
Oh, that's not even a thing. Come on, that's ridiculous. All right. Oh, I have something else to say about Memorial Day.
Yes.
There was a certain amount of Memorial Day festivity shaming going on during Memorial Day, which I found rather turdly.
That's a social media phenomenon where no one's doing anything right.
Well, and the thing is, and it was like, you know, here's a picture of a lot of dead people and a lot of crying people, and it says, just in case you thought it was about the first day of summer. Or something like that. And it's like, how dare you drink beer? And I says to myself, well, I didn't say to myself, I saw somebody else saying, you know, my brother died in the war, and he would have thought this is ridiculous. The last thing he would have wanted you to do is, like, feel horrible and sit in a corner crying all day. He says, you know, yeah, definitely, definitely remember the sacrifice of the people who died. Definitely give honor and respect to them, and also to, you know, and also to living veterans and to their families. But have a barbecue. Have a barbecue. That's what they would be doing if they were alive right now.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that just...
Living Marines had a beer on Memorial Day.
I think so, too. So, anyway, so best summer drink. We try and find a new drink for the summer. What was the one that you were
batting
about?
We tried that Brazilian one. That was bad.
It was so terrible. What was it? What was it called? It was made out of like cactus something.
Cachaca.
Yeah,
is the alcohol, which is it's like bizarro world rum.
Yeah,
it tastes like scrape the stuff from the bottom of your lawnmower.
Yeah,
and ferment that. And then drink it, and then throw it up, and then put that in a bottle,
right.
And you have cachaca.
Yeah. Oh no! Why is this computer talking to me? Hold on a second.
All right. If we're playing stuff on our laptops,
we're
I've got stuff I can play.
No, I was doing research. Okay. Thank you.
All right. There we
can
go.
I just? Why did you have that queued up, though?
It's just been in my head for weeks.
It's better than Sophia the First. That's what I've had.
Oh, yes.
I was just a girl in the village doing all right. I became a princess overnight. So here's something that I've got. Wait a minute. Does he have his headphones on?
He does.
Okay. There's a bunch of kids in the other room, and they have their headphones on. And this is my chance. And I don't mean this in any mean-spirited way. But it turns out that my son, who is a teenager, thought that John Bon Jovi and Chef Boyardee were the same person. And also that those two were the same person as Gordon Ramsay.
He's just taking his headphones off.
Oh, no. Anyway, what else do I have? Oh, here's something I saw. I have somebody who has translated some common German phrases from... some classical music into English after she took a very, very small amount of German words. Valet will ich dir geben. I will give the deer to the valet. Wie bist du, Zela? How are you, Seal? Christus, der uns selig macht. Christ, make us a salad. Wait a second. Was willst du dich, oh meine Seele? What are you going to do now, oh my seal? Christ lag in Todesbanden. Christ is late to every band rehearsal. German really, really lends itself to bad translation. It's hilarious. The only thing that's better is Dutch, because it sounds like you're speaking German, but you're like,
it sounds
you're
like
on
fake
something.
German. Yeah.
It sounds like you've had some of that terrible cactus juice, whatever, and you're trying to speak German. It's bad stuff. Well, a short time ago, we brought our daughter to the airport, where she flew all the way across the country to be a personal assistant for Damien's sister, who broke her ankle, unfortunately, and needs a personal assistant. And we happen to have an extra daughter lying around, literally. So so she went to California, and she had her first being hassled at the airport experience.
She got super hassled, too.
Yeah, well, which I totally would have hassled her. First of all, she has a very, you know, please hassle me look on her face all the time, because she's 19 years old, and what are you going to do?
She wears punk clothing.
Yep.
She has greenish hair.
Purplish. Yep.
Anyway. Asking the wrong guy. And she also doesn't have any actual photo identification.
Right. Well, she had a state ID, but it hadn't come in yet, so she had a temporary state ID, which is printed out on a piece of paper.
Yeah, she could have made it herself.
Really sketchy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have a driver's license, and I have an expired passport. I get hassled every single time. I remember I got hassled last time. I was 7 months pregnant. I was like the least dangerous person in the world. I could barely even, you know, I was going to terrorize myself just from, you know, trying to find a bathroom.
Is that the one you went on the trip and...
It was not my favorite trip overall.
You had to lug your own bag, right?
Oh, you know what?
Certain people have made my list.
Yeah, it's a long list.
It is a long list. Maybe we'll have to have an airing of my enemies list.
Okay, sure, we can do that. So anyway, I wanted to tell one of my favorite airport stories, and I don't know if this is going to come across at all, but I was flying somewhere or other one time, and the stewardess came by and was, she took our drink order, and then 20 minutes later she comes by and collects the drinks, and there's this old man sitting next to me, very, very old man. He's like one of these, he just looks like a cloth napkin that's been wrinkled up and stuffed in somebody's pocket. That was like his whole presentation to the world. And he was just looking out the window. I recommend sitting next to old men on the airplane if you get to choose your seat, because they will leave you alone. They will generally leave you alone. They might like eat noisily, but you know, then they're just going to fall asleep. So it's fine. So the stewardess comes by and she's collecting garbage, and he hands her a beer can. And I was kind of like, that's weird. I don't remember him ordering a beer. I'm like, that's also like, I don't think they have beer in cans also. Like they might give you. Anyway, so I kind of looked at him and he says, oh, huh, I just had that in my pocket. And I just kind of looked at him again. I was like, like I didn't want to start anything. But he says, you know, I was visiting my mother's grave and she always said that if you ever come see me, go ahead and have a beer. So I did, and then I put the beer can in my pocket and I forgot about it. I just thought that was the cutest thing in the world. That was like, that's what he flew there to do. He went and had a beer with his mom, and then he went home. It was a long flight, too.
Wow.
I just thought that was kind of awesome. And then he went to sleep and he left me alone. So, whew, that was a relief.
Yes.
The worst people in the world go on airplanes, as we know. So,
I miss flying back from Rome, the best airplane experience, because you could smoke on the international Alitalia flight, and there I was, back when I smoking like crazy, sitting next to this insane South African, and he was smoking Capris.
Those were not bad smelling, as I recall.
Yeah, but they're like long and skinny. They're ladies' cigarettes. But he was just this insane man. And
oh, Capris. I was there for some reason. I was thinking of Dunhills.
Dunhills. Yes.
Remember Dunhills? Dunhills are nice. Dunhills are nice. They come in that lovely little box, that red and gold box.
Nat Sherman's.
I am not familiar with those.
Yeah. Another fine cigarette.
We should probably have a separate half hour where we just sit around and feel sad about not smoking anymore. We could. I don't know if anybody would want. I don't know if anybody's listening right now.
That's pretty much it. I devote at least an hour a day to that.
And then he says, I'm running a little late. I'll be home later. So this story is a little bit old, but I still like to take it out and rummage around in it every once in a while. There's artificial intelligence, which I feel is something of a misnomer. I think we don't really understand what intelligence is, if we can say there's such a thing as artificial intelligence. But they are doing very interesting things with computers. And they put in information in computers, and they put in programs where they can tell the computers to work with this information to produce new things, which are like things that humans would produce, basically. And they can make certain adjustments so that it's more creative or less creative, for instance. And they can do, they can just adjust it in various ways. So they told, and it's called, okay, I'm just going to read a little bit. She has this woman has a neural network algorithm, and she has programmed it to come up with paint colors, to mix various paint colors. And at first, it was just basically brown and gray, and gray and brown and beige. And then they asked it to be a little bit more creative, and it got a little bit more creative. But the best part of it was that they also asked it to come up with names for the paint. And this killed me. And I realize this says all kinds of things about me as a human being, but this is absolutely my favorite kind of joke.
Go for it.
Okay. So these are, I'm just going to read off some of the names. And it has the colors right next to it, too. So if you, I think it was on Ars Technica or something. You can look it up. Here are some of the names that the computer wrote for the colors that it invented. We have Clardic Fug, Snowbonk, Cat Dabble, Bunflow, Raunching Blue, Caring Tan, Stargoon, Dorkwood, Sand Dan, Grade Bat, Light of Blast, Grass Bat, Cindus Poop, Testing, Stoner Blue, Burble Simp, Stanky Bean, and my favorite, Turdly.
That's pretty good stuff.
I know. There's a woman who posts regularly about the stuff that the her neural networks are up to, and she's a very interesting person doing interesting things, so you might want to check that out. All right, speaking of interesting people doing interesting things, I, as you know, often mostly read a poem at the end here, and I forgot to get a poem, and I'm sorry about that. So I made a very grave error, and I handed an anthology. Actually, I was holding an anthology, and Damien grabbed it away from me and said, "Give me that." And he picked out a poem for me to read, and I don't know what it is, and I haven't seen it yet. And he's about to hand it to me so I can read it. I think he's having cold feet, though. He's changing his mind. He's flipping through the pages.
I didn't know we were there yet. Really?
What did you use the bookmark for?
Well, it wasn't very good.
Oh, all right. Well,
it was. All right. I'll tell you what. I used it for Kerr's ass.
Oh.
And someone has already gone assy already throughout the whole podcast.
I said turdly. And that's science. That's pure science.
Quite a bit more.
That's not true. But, I think you're hearing things that aren't being said because you have ass ears. Luckily, I bought Q-tips this week. You know, I was going to apologize for skipping a podcast last week, but now I feel like you should thank me. Are you going to give me a poem?
I'm
going to
give you a poem in just 2 seconds. Okay.
Oh, see, it's harder than it looks.
Yeah. Well.
All right. While he's stalling and wasting your time egregiously, I have a question. It was suggested to me by a reader that it would make sense to that apparently for the podcast there's a manual download, I guess, if you want to listen to it later, and Patreon offers a thing which is individual RSS. Feeds that you can have emailed individually to people, and I'm about 80% sure what that means, and I'm absolutely willing to look into it if it's something that people want. So I don't know, get in touch with me or whatever if you know what it means and you think it's something that you want, or if you have any other suggestions for technical stuff, I would be happy to consider them in a halfway baffled but polite manner. Damien is still flipping through pages.
Because it's all about death of children in this book.
Yeah, well, it's poetry.
Oh, man.
All right, I got one more thing while we're waiting. This is in The Atlantic, which, as you know, deals with complex sociological issues and art and culture and, like, pottery and archaeology and stuff like that, the last I recall. This one is called That Time the TSA Found a Scientist's 3D Printed Mouse Penis. It's about, because that's automatically funny right there, right? This person is going through for some reason, she has these anatomical models in her suitcase and keeps on getting stopped and has to keep on making explanations. I just thought the way it was phrased was sort of amusing. A TSA officer asked if Cone had anything sharp or fragile inside. Yes, he said. Oh, sorry, it's a guy. Some 3D printed anatomical models. They're pretty fragile. The officer pulled out two models of mouse embryos, nodded to herself, and moved on. And then, Cone recalls, she pulled out this mouse penis by its base, like it was Excalibur. Oh my gosh, he's still looking for a poem. All right, well, I never finished my thought about a drink for the summer. I heartily recommend a dark and stormy. If you're not...
They're okay.
I think they're good. It's a good party drink because if you have people who are just in it for the booze, you can just put a lot of booze in it. If you have people who just like really like soda, but they wouldn't mind having a little bit of fun, you could make it taste pretty soda-ish. So it's what? Dark rum and what? Ginger beer?
Ginger beer.
We've actually used ginger ale sometimes.
Ginger
ale is
okay, but
fine.
It's kind of mouse penis-y.
Ew. And some lime. And it's good. It's just good. It's very refreshing. You know, it gives you a little bit of fruitiness because lime is a fruit.
Yes.
And I like it. You got a poem?
Yes, I do.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Walking West by William Stafford. Anyone with quiet pace who walks a gray road in the West may hear a badger underground where in deep flint another time is caught by flint and held forever. The quiet pace of God stopped still. Anyone who listens walks on time that dogs him single file. To mountains that are far from people, the face of the land gone gray like flint. Badgers dig their little lives there. Quiet pace, the land lies gaunt. The railroad dies by a yellow depot. Town falls away toward a muddy creek. Badger gray, the sod goes under a river of wind. A hawk on a stick. Oh, William Stafford, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I gotta look that guy up. Oh, come on. That is so inappropriate. All right.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.